Spoilers and Fandom is like a book club for geeky stuff.
Join us as we delve into the depths of our backlogs and sift through the games, comics, shows, movies, and books that we haven't checked out yet. Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of Spoilers and Fandom. I'm Hell's Knight.
I'm Hillary.
I'm Audrey.
Yep, we have a guest and we're joined by Audrey. And we're discussing Solomon Kane.
The movie. Yeah, not the book, not the comic.
Not the comic. Yeah, the movie. Which was a movie.
Yeah.
2 hour long movie.
Was it? Felt really short, actually.
Yeah. What? I don't know, like, I want. No, it felt long. It's like. No. Yeah, it felt long.
If you were really paying attention, it didn't really take time.
That's him. I watched, I faded and out, faded and out. But then once the action began, I stuck with it.
So for those of you who don't know, Solomon Kane is a character created by the guy who made Conan.
Yeah, Robert E. Howard.
And he made this one first.
Yeah.
And it was adopted into a movie in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Starring James Purefoy. If you've watched, what's it called? Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
Remember the billionaire, the super billionaire, the meth?
Yeah.
That's him. The guy at the beginning, the guy who hires Takeshi Kovacs.
What?
Yes. Yeah, same guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow, he aged quite a bit.
Yeah. Because in this one, he was really, really built.
Yeah, he's not that old. I wouldn't call him a young, spry guy, but like...
But he looks so much like... What's his name? He's Jackman.
Yeah.
Definitely an action hero in this. Like, yes. Super action hero.
But in many angles, I felt like it looked like Hugh Jackman. Because he has the long hair, the whole muscly sort of angry demeanor.
I don't know. I feel like if Jonah Hex...
Oh, no, Jonah Hex sucked.
Similarities. I haven't watched the movie. I mean, like, character-wise.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, it's similar to Jonah Hex, character-wise. Yeah. But the movies, you can't. This movie is way, way better than Jonah Hex was.
Yeah, this movie was cool. Okay, so...
What's it about?
Yeah, so let's talk about the plot without spoilers.
Yeah.
So, the plot focuses around a guy who... They say he made a deal with the devil, and he's trying to just escape that. Like, he was super violent and aggressive
and evil.
And sort of like a treasure hunter.
Yeah.
And just like a murderous dude, right? And and after he finds out that the devil's after him, he takes this route of pacifism. And he's like basically trying to hide away from the devil.
Yeah.
Basically. So he hides out in churches and that kind of stuff. And the story kind of progresses from there, really. I think that's all I can really say without... I will say this. It's very similar to Conan movies.
Yes.
With the way this goes.
Yeah. Similar to Conan movies?
Yeah, sorry. It's similar to Conan movies. And I don't know, like, if you remove, like, the fantasy aspect and you go into, like, sort of more modernish stuff, it's basically a Conan.
Yeah, it's basically Conan in a different story.
Yeah. Yeah. Even, like, the set designs that they used and the way final boss fight kind of situation is, and even the initial...
Even the first...
That whole setup for the impending boss fight. Is very Conan.
Yeah.
He's just not saying... Like, his lines are not the same, though. He's not saying, you know, I hate sorcerers. Or, you know...
He's a lot more... He's looking for... He's on a path of redemption. Imagine if Conan was looking to atone for maybe his past
sins. Yeah. This is the main difference. Yeah, that's the main difference. He's looking for redemption, right?
Yeah.
The lines that this guy has, though, are so cool.
I think he looked really cool.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. He has very interesting lines. Yeah. Some can, okay, take it out of context, can be incredibly cheesy.
Yeah.
Which I like. Because you know the guy had to commit to say those lines.
Yeah.
The
actor did a good job as
he
well.
He did a
like,
really good job.
Because
he sells such it to
an
you.
Action. Yeah, he sells. This is pure, all the way through, it's like an action hero kind of movie.
Yeah. And even the combat, the kind of action that they have, the stunts that they do,
yeah.
it's really a good action movie. It's a thrilling movie. Like you never at once feel like, okay, this is fake, this is BS.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like that.
Hell.
Even though again, it's the product of the late 2000s. So
yeah.
Temper your.
But it really,
2009, 2010.
It was really good for 2009.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Why didn't we pick up on it?
Yeah,
then? Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe the
schedule when it came out, maybe it was competing with something else.
Maybe the censorship issues that we had, because it was super, super satanic references and that kind
yeah.
of stuff. Maybe that's why it would have been blocked. I don't think that was it though.
Yeah.
Because we've had weirder stuff. We had like The Exorcist and all sorts of
yeah.
garbage coming.
And
out.
Even
I don't
like
know.
Stuff like it. If it can make it, this should easily be able to come through.
Yeah. This was not so bad.
Yeah.
Like Constantine also
yeah.
made it.
Yeah.
I don't see why this didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's a great movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Let
me ask. Now, we've talked about the plot.
Very briefly,
yeah.
Yeah,
we've talked about the plot briefly. Now, talk about like the actors.
Yeah.
What did you like? What didn't you like?
I loved Esbern. As soon as I heard that guy's voice, I'm like, oh my god, Esbern's in this. I had to confirm. So I actually paused the movie and went and looked it up. I'm like, yeah, it's Esbern.
Okay, yeah. For guys who haven't played Skyrim.
Yeah.
The guy who is referring to as Esbern is...
The guy who does the VO and the reveal trailer for Skyrim.
For Skyrim,
they
yes.
were already here.
Yeah.
That guy.
Max von Sydow.
I forget his name, but
yeah,
yes.
That's probably. His name. So
yeah.
In this movie, he plays...
The dude's dad.
His dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays Solomon Kane's dad.
Yeah.
And... Okay, the
casting... He's not a major role.
He's not a major role, but he owns
the
role.
I just like that he was there as well.
And you?
But
who did you like?
Who did you like in terms of the actors?
I think the main guy.
Yeah.
Because he managed to be badass and managed to also kind of fix his way through the path that the devil is kind of making him not go through. I don't know how to say it without spoiling. But he managed to play two different characters at the same time.
Yeah, yes.
Without
yeah.
trying too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it starts off with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go into detail with the spoiler. I think that was pretty awesome as well.
My favorite character is a spoiler, so I'll save it for then.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the designs, the costumes, all that stuff.
Design and costumes were fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, even the tone.
Yeah,
even
the tone.
Like, it's super gritty. It's very Dark Souls or Witcher.
That's it, yeah.
Like, the world is very...
Yeah.
It's very grim.
In a
yeah.
dark place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they nailed that really well.
Even though, at first, let me be very honest, he's a Puritan. So he wears
yes.
like a Puritan hat. So it's those hats that have like a buckle
yeah.
on it. At first, I found it really goofy looking, but
yeah.
he sells it. You get over it really quickly.
At some point,
yeah, dude,
the
when
hat
the dude
change.
The dude starts wielding two swords and a
yeah.
pistol. You're like, yeah, it works. Like Zorro. Hey.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, it's I don't know. Like I found it really weird at first,
yeah.
but then you get into where you get sucked into the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you figure out okay, this is like legit.
Also I like that they didn't pull punches with certain things.
Like what?
It's a spoiler, but like in the violent scenes.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
There are some characters who get killed.
Yeah.
And honestly in today's movies and stuff, with trying to make them
PC,
more
yeah.
more politically correct or making them more palatable for like younger audiences. You don't have certain characters getting killed in brutal ways.
Yeah.
This
or
one
even did... that much brutality in the fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, the opening, by the way. That the was... opening of this movie was so cool. Like, dude stabs a guy and it's the opening, so it's not really a spoiler. Dude stabs a guy and drives him along with him as he walks through hordes. Such a badass, man. I think that was dope. The tone. What else do we need to talk about before getting
into spoilers?
Yeah, because it's hard to talk about this movie without spoilers. The CG?
The CG was good. For 2009 movie,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
It's good.
I would say that the evil monster in this is more convincing than Doomsday in BBS.
Yeah, he does.
Also, I enjoyed this movie more than Aquaman. I really did.
For real?
Yeah. I liked it a lot better. I thought it was pretty straightforward. Just an action movie without having to cater for different things.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, it sort of knows what it is. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't want to cater to this crowd or that crowd. Or, I guess, with being inclusive or politically correct or being diverse.
Well, because if you're looking at it through the idea of they're both comic book properties.
Yeah.
Okay, but I haven't read these comics to know. But yeah, as a movie,
yeah,
I can see why you prefer it to Aquaman. Because it's a lot more straightforward.
For example, let's just get into spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so would you recommend, like, out of 10?
Yeah, it's a 7. It's a solid 7.
6.57.
Yeah, I'd give it a 7 as well.
Yeah, because we need to.
But better than Aquaman, which I gave a 7 to. So Aquaman actually has been knocked down a little, I think, by this.
Oh, this is like a 7.5, the Aquaman's a 7.
Or I rethink Aquaman and put it to 6.5. Because I had a lot of fun with this movie.
Okay.
A lot more than I thought it might be a crap movie, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very pleasantly surprised. Yeah. So definitely watch it. If you haven't seen this and you're a fan of just action movies or...
Yeah. If you're a fan of action movies, full stop.
Action heroes,
yeah. Yeah, just watch it.
Because, yeah, this guy makes like Die Hard look a little tame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk about spoilers now.
Yeah. Now, speaking of spoilers, my favorite character
was
the masked dude.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. The mask dude.
Why?
Yeah.
Because
he didn't say anything and he has a presence, man.
He has presence,
yeah.
Zero lines. You can see how dangerous he is.
Yeah.
You're seeing him growing his army without this guy and he barely makes a dent in him.
Yeah.
He fights him, sets him on fire, all that shit, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is just
basically
solid.
The Terminator, yeah.
He's a solid, solid bad guy.
Yeah.
His armor was quite flamboyant as well,
oh, yeah.
A little bit. Like, it had these weird designs on it. I'm like, yeah.
I liked more the aspect that he has no face.
Yeah,
at least when they said that he has no face, I pictured him having literally
no face.
Yeah.
So he wears like a skin
fair
on his face.
Yeah. Oh, well, Joker style.
Yeah, Joker style, kind of. So he stretched like someone else's face over his.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I liked that.
Speculation.
Yeah, I liked that image of him. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So even beyond that, like again now what you're saying, that the movie doesn't pull any punches.
Yeah.
That scene where the kid dies,
oh my
yeah.
God.
You should have seen her face. Because you watch it with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I died with the child.
You died with the child? Dude, when a movie makes you really feel like that kind of stuff makes you invested.
I really
didn't think
he'd do that.
Yeah.
I thought I'm still so hurt. I thought so many things.
Yeah.
And expected Kane to do something.
Yeah.
And he just
That was the turning point for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now for me, I expected. You know, like when you're watching a movie, you're expecting it. The way you're saying, you expected that they can't kill the kid.
This is it for me.
Yeah.
I was like, will they actually have the balls to do this? Is what I was actually thinking.
They can't. There's no way they can kill the kid. So I was watching it knowing, okay, fine, so he's going to flip out, become old, kill all these guys, save the child, save the family.
Yeah.
Then the kid dies and I'm like, yo, that's
a joke. Good balls, yeah.
Still like has time to say,
yeah,
I'm not meant to fight.
No, what do you want from me?
That's not this
now movie. The lines, yo. Yes,
the lines of this movie.
Oh, what was your favorite, Anne?
Okay, even before that, this movie feels like a play.
A play?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Because on those
books, it could be,
where he focuses.
It would be a good play.
Yeah, because his lines are just theatric. He's a very theatrical actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So like,
I guess that's why I like the line so much.
Yeah, so like, which bit? Okay, my favorite bit. Oh, sorry. Like, my favorite line of his was when he, like, that bit where at the beginning where he's still bad.
Yeah, me too.
And he's
me
now too. Talking shit to these guys. And
yeah.
Then he meets Death, who was honestly my favorite character until I saw the masked dude.
Yeah.
Because he just appears.
Death
and
was
he just.
Yeah, the Reaper.
Yeah, the Devil's Reaper.
I also loved him.
Yeah.
God, his design was amazing, especially with that
hood
and stuff. Oh.
With the hood, he summons a sword out of
and he
fucking
made
nowhere.
Him
sword of flames
down.
As well.
Huh? They made him?
Made him bow down.
Yes.
Twice.
Now, I was hoping now the Reaper would show up again.
Yeah, me too.
But he never did.
Oh, I want to read the books for that.
But funnily enough, imagine now the bad guy, the Malachi dude.
Yeah.
I found him a bit underwhelming.
Yes, he was.
Very underwhelming.
Yes, he was.
Because throughout the movie, they build him up. They talk about him. Oh, Malachi, this, that.
With such a little time.
And why? Yeah. Malachi is a generic name as well. I just want to...
Yeah, it is. But now you see it goes with... I think it goes with the whole Puritan church sort of thing.
Yeah. And he's a very Conan bad guy as well.
Yeah, he is.
Like if you watch the Conan series, he's basically every bad guy from all those episodes.
Yeah.
There's all... my favorite line. At the start, when they're storming the castle and guys are freaking out, the devil is at work here. He turns around, shoots one of his own guys.
Yeah.
He shoots one of his own guys who's trying to run away. Yeah. He's like, I am the only devil. Oh my god. I'm like, yes.
I found that so
that
cool.
That's your anti-hero, man.
But even in that scene, like you see,
I
liked the design of this movie because even in that bit where they're being, okay, in this section, there are mirrors in a room.
That was so Conan.
Yeah, the demons and mirrors that
are
pulling these guys into the mirrors and killing them.
Yeah.
So, and they kind of look like a mix of the alien and the Demogorgon from Stranger Things. Kind of.
Really?
A weird way. Yeah.
I thought that hands looked like... I've seen this somewhere. I've definitely seen this somewhere.
Yeah, but the design is familiar. Let's just say the design is familiar.
Yeah.
But it looks really cool because they use mirrors like windows. So they're like they can kind of like slide through them. I don't know how I can describe it.
Yeah, they jump from one mirror to the other.
Yeah. And they capture guys
in the mirror dimension. It's like Mirror Master from Flash. Basically.
Yeah, but scary.
Yeah.
So they meet these demons and then they're killing the guys. So the guys get demoralized. He kills one of them and tells them, well, I'm the only devil here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the only devil here.
I liked Death. I liked the Devil's Reaper's lines where he told him, I'm taking your soul.
Yeah.
So,
a deal has been struck.
I
struck no deal.
It
was really
doesn't matter what you think. A deal was made.
Because even Malachi... Okay, even Malachi's design...
Yeah.
Like, half his face is, like, tattooed... Yeah, it's tattooed scripture or something like that.
Yeah.
So it looked really interesting.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
and
you're right.
Crucified. He did... Speaking of...
Oh, snap, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a spoiler, but...
It's a
spoiler. We're talking about the spoiler section. Yeah, that was brutal as well. And also the way he gets disappointed, like straight away, he's looked everywhere for that chick.
Doesn't
find her, gives up hope. This is realistic. Like, I've looked everywhere, I've given up.
Can't find her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking, and then by chance I saw her again. So she's not really dead, even though
even though I gave up.
Yeah.
So I can, now he has, he gets his heroic second wind there.
Yeah.
So,
and then other guys come to...
Yeah, they join this cause.
Yeah.
But the crucifixion scene, I'm thinking, is a trope for like the author, Robert E. Howard. Because there's a Conan story where he was also crucified.
Yo, in Conan Exiles begins the game, you get crucified at the story, yeah.
I really need to watch it.
Watch. If you've not watched the Conan series, the one like from the 90s, watch the Momoa movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was not as good as this.
It wasn't as good as this.
Like, it wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't as good as this. Yeah. Or even the series. I really like the Conan series.
The Conan series was
good.
Yeah. But I would say, for me, the books are much better than those. The
stories. Comics have nothing. Even the cartoon, really. Well,
ooh,
debatable.
Yeah, also a cartoon, yeah.
The Conan cartoon?
It's debatable, yeah.
Yeah, debatably good about it.
Yeah, you want to compare the Conan cartoon to this?
Yeah, this is better.
They have similar action.
Yeah.
They have similar action, they have similar hype.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you liked the old Conan cartoon, you'll like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also that CG golem thing.
It reminded me of the from that creature from Doom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me?
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings. You know the cave troll scene? Because the dude's like hiding behind pillars and stuff.
Yeah.
But then again, this did something nice that the other ones don't do. You know, normally like you distract it behind a pillar, you jump on and do some video game nonsense and stab it in the head.
Yeah.
This guy just ignores it.
Yeah.
Dude, that was awesome. He just ignored it. Went straight for the sorcerer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I'm like, this movie did some great
things, a lot of tropes.
A lot of your issues. Yeah.
Because like even when his dad, when he finally does meet Esmond again.
Yeah.
You expect, I don't know why.
I will find a way to save you.
Yeah, I expected him to save him.
Nah.
Nothing happens.
Nah.
Shoots him in a dungeon, his story ends there.
Yeah.
So you're like, wow, this guy, you see the issues that he carries.
Yeah.
And it translates into the way he acts, like the chip on the shoulder that he has throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Also that development that you were talking about before, the way he is like out for blood at the start, like he's just a murderous dude at the start, to now being, I'm a pacifist, and then him being like,
taking care of the
I will
family.
Redeem myself by, and like, I'm basically the Punisher at the end, like.
Yeah. And he was the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it felt like they wanted to do a series. Or at least they were lining up for a sequel.
You think so?
Because of how it ended.
I feel like they finally...
Wait, how did it end again?
Thing.
Like, sorry, wait, yeah?
Sorry?
How did it end?
Like
I feel like it just... Like, the story was done. Like, there's not much to add on it.
But he said, like, he had, like, this whole monologue at the end where he says, like, now he'll fight evil.
Yeah. That's probably where the comics start, right? Like, okay. So from the limited stuff that I know about Solomon Kane, he started doing stuff like basically hunting blasphemers. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Blasphemers and stuff. And a lot of the comics, actually, the best comics take place in Africa.
What?
Yeah. So he goes to Africa. There's like one story where he goes to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a bat creatures killing everyone and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like helping out there and that kind of stuff.
Okay, now
trying
to
kill those things. So it's more like monsters and that kind of stuff.
So it's like Van Helsing.
But more like I am the righteous. Like he's more like a paladin kind of dude.
Yes.
Like a badass, but like with like lawful paladin. Righteous justice sort of take, which is where it was kind of headed.
Okay, cool.
Like, he has that line of don't touch me with your heathen hands or something like that. Like, he has that line somewhere. Like, someone's not... the lady who heals him after he was crucified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the pagan. Pagan witch chick who brings him back.
Yeah.
Don't get away from me with your heathen.
And then she tells him it's my big magic that's healed you.
Yeah, because
that time, because he'd just been crucified.
Yeah.
So he'd had like holes in his hands and all that.
Yeah.
So he removes the bandages and they heal.
Yeah.
So they just have scars.
Yeah.
So it was really, that was cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still think I think they should have gotten like a sequel. Even though they wouldn't call it Solomon Kane 2 or anything like that.
The Reckoning.
Yeah. It would be something like that. So I'd expect, I don't know. Like, I think it could have been a good like B plot, B movie franchise.
Honestly, like the this should be a B movie, but for me it felt not a B movie. Like, just with the way everything was done, it was really well polished.
Yeah.
Again, very surprising we have not watched this.
Yeah. Because I remember hearing of it way back when.
Yeah.
But it never, like, we never really got any reason to check it out then. I don't know why, maybe we were bored with, or maybe there was something else that was coming out at the same time. Maybe.
2010, what did we have back then in 2010, 2009? When was Spider-Man?
Might have been that Spider-Man. Might have been even like Avengers or something. First Avengers.
Like, this movie is better than the Spawn movie.
Oh, but definitely.
Like I love Spawn.
Yeah.
And I love the Spawn movie, but just, like, that movie doesn't hold up.
No.
But this one very much does. And it's I guess, two different eras. Like, it's got less of the cool factor of superheroes. I'd say that.
Yeah. It's more of an anti-hero sort of...
Yeah, yeah. That's... Anyway, so I'd say watch it.
Almost definitely, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Watch it.
I guess we can call it. Yeah? What are we doing next time, Hillary?
We're doing Dark Souls games. 3.
Yep. We've gone from Solomon Kane to Dark Souls.
I think it's the logical step.
Yeah.
One inspires
it
the other.
It does. It does. With all the hang people that you see around this place, it does have that vibe as well, this movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, we'll... Like, I've never played Dark Souls
before. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan. Like, I've played Dark Souls 1.
Yeah.
And I never got, like, the hype of it.
Mm.
I know guys kept saying, oh, it's fantastic. It's a difficult game. But I felt like the difficulty came because the...
It's punishing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it difficult.
But the control system of 1 really sucked.
Yeah.
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 So I'd say maybe that was...
But yeah.
Maybe that was the reason. But anyway. So, like, we'll just pick up Dark Souls 3, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I've also just played 1.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried 2 or 3, but yeah, I'm willing to just give this a go.
Yeah, so let's just see.
Maybe I can make a Solomon Kane character. Maybe.
if they let us create our own guys, we'll do that.
Oh, maybe I'll invade your game, man.
Oh, we can enter each other's games.
I think so. That was a mechanic in 1. I think this one had co-op as well.
Then We'll try a call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is a big game.
Yeah.
We don't expect any of you to finish it in that much time.
Yeah.
Just play it. See how far you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a feel of it and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe join us for the next podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if any of you guys have watched Solomon Kane, feel free to send us like a note on Anchor.
Yeah.
Or even on Twitter, Instagram. Let us know what you guys thought of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely liked it. Yeah. I think it's worth your time.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Hell's Knight.
I'm Hillary.
And I'm Audrey.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Bye. Have fun.
Do you have an opinion on what we just discussed? Did we miss something? Tell us in the comments section and we'll read it in the next episode. If you're listening on Anchor, send us a voice message and we'll add it to this episode. Don't forget to follow our podcast on Twitter, @SpoilFans, for updates. And follow our Instagram for behind-the-scenes action, @SpoilersAndFandom. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube and Anchor to get the latest episodes.